across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
Welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone. I'm the officer of the deck today. We've got some great programs for you. I think you'll find very interesting. We always want to remind you, you can find more about Veterans Radio at its Facebook site or at the web. VeteransRadio.org is our new URL, VeteransRadio.org, where we're on the web 24/7. You can find a lot of our podcasts there as well. We post new ones every Tuesday, so you can get a new story, a new interview, something you didn't know before by going to VeteransRadio.org. And before we get started, we want to thank our sponsors. First up, we want to thank National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org. It was established to certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses. You'll find out how they can help your business by going to NVBDC.org. We want to thank Legal Help for Veterans. Legal Help for Veterans fights for veterans' disability rights all across the nation. You can reach them at 800-693-4800 or on the web at legalhelpforveterans.com.
We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today business owner, visionary Scott Lopez. He is the driving force behind Zipo Production Inc., better known as ZPI. We have him on today because we have a relationship with National Veteran Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, as it's better known, to spotlight companies involved with NVBDC, which is the nation's leading third-party authority for certification of veteran-owned businesses, really of all sizes. This 501c3 nonprofit was established back in 2013, and it addresses the growing need to identify and certify both service-disabled and veteran-owned businesses for the commercial and government marketplace. NVBDC has a rigorous certification process designed to withstand the scrutiny of governmental and corporate entities in seeking to use veteran-owned businesses. So Scott Lopez and ZPI are NVBDC certified. Scott, why don't we start with this? Tell us why a nice kid from Texas went from high school to the U.S. Army to driving around A1 battle tanks.
Yeah, actually, I grew up in Southern California. I live in Austin now, but I grew up in Southern California, and I think like most combat arms soldiers or anybody in the military, I don't know, college wasn't for me, right? So it wasn't great in high school. wasn't my favorite thing. So wanted to say thanks to the country. You know, I remember being in basic training, and every day the drill sergeants get in front of you, and you know, what are you here for? And some of the guys were court ordered to be there, and some were there for just the GI Bill, and the drill sergeant got in front of me and goes, what are you here for? I was only 17 years old in basic training. He goes, Lopez, why'd you join the Army? I said, just to say thanks. He said, God, that's the best answer I've ever heard. Get up here. You're our platoon leader. So I don't know. I've always just been very patriotic. You know, that's one reason, but didn't have a whole lot of options, I guess. But worked out really well for me.
Well, as we're going to hear later, life after service has been great, and you're in a great position now, and you get to not only thank the country, but also recognize your Hispanic heritage. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But tell us what ZPI does.
So ZPI actually is Zepel Productions Inc. And Zepel is just Lopez backwards, right? If, you know, everyone always asks what Zepel, and I grew up, my best friend growing up, his name was Scott. So he was long, I was Lopez. So since I was really young, I always been called Lopez. And then, you know, when you join the Army, no one uses the first name. So everyone just always called me Lopez. So I went with Lopez backwards to Zepel. So Zepel Productions, Inc., we actually produce private labels and exclusive brands of services or hardware for distribution partners or reseller partners in the IT space. So Ingram Micro, Tech Data, Synnex, D&H, these are all big, gigantic computer distributors that don't have smaller groups within them. We offer a opportunity for them to offer other than alternative to OEM service and support to their customers, and have a little bit of arm's distance from their OEM partners, like let's say Cisco and Dell and HP, these big guys, right? We offer a third-party support to be able to support those that hardware further on down the road, right? Legacy gear. So we call it extension of life, or again, supporting of legacy equipment.
And when you go to the website, which is zpiaom.com, you'll learn more about Zeppel Productions or ZPI. This whole IT space is interesting, and how you get help the smaller businesses, not the biggest businesses in the world, get that IT support that we all need nowadays. It's imperative, and we need the latest and greatest at the best cost possible. Why was it important, after you started the business, you've been at this a while, to become a veteran-owned certified company?
Yeah, so it's funny. So I worked, luckily, when I got out of the Army, I was 26 when I went to work for a company called Ingram Micro. Ingram Micro is the world's largest IT distributor, or they were at one point. I think another couple of guys have merged, but anyway, still a $50 billion global gigantic company, and I got to go work for them. And they support, they're kind of the biggest unknown company out there, right? They support every reseller in the world. So a reseller would be companies that you may be familiar with, like CDW or SHI or Insight on the IT, pure IT play. But even guys like Best Buy and Staples and any of those retail guys as well, right? They're actually shipping only IT products for the reseller that we know and we partner with. So working with distribution, I wanted to break out and start my own company, have my own brand, offering alternative to OEM product, right? Just ways to save money. So a lot of things are private labeled these days, and I'm able to source product from the exact same contract manufacturer as the big names that we mentioned before, with my name on it at a huge discount, hardware and support, right? So because we do that, we offer that through a sales channel, I thought it'd be important for me to be able to let my other partners utilize my certifications as well, right? So we're minority-owned, veteran-owned, SBA 8A certified on the Texas DIR contract, but I don't sell to end users. So those certifications really didn't help me out very much. But bigger partners, and again, like CDW or Insight, these big resellers that have been around for 40 years, they don't have any diversity status, and their enterprise customers are asking for diversity spend. Well, how can they do that if they're not? They need to partner with guys like me. So when they partner with me, now their end user gets to retire tier two spend, and the reseller gets to retire tier one spend. And some of these partners like Dell and CDW are actually part of the $1 billion roundtable, who takes supplier diversity very seriously. And, we built a really cool solution and some really cool software around letting partners use my software, and I do lifecycle management for them, and they get to share diversity spend with me, even if they're not diverse partners.
And NVBDC.org is sort of the leading certification entity nationwide for veterans. It's a rigorous certification. You really have to prove yourself up, and you've done that. And in fact, you're actually on their board of advisors. I guess they're so impressed with you, and you're so impressed with them. Mm-hmm. Tell us what does impress you about NVBDC.
Well, like you said, you know, their certification process. There's a few other companies out there, not NGOs, they call them, non-governmental organizations, that offer certifications for everything other than just veteran as well, right? It could be minority, right? But there's only several that are recognized by the $1 billion roundtable. And the $1 billion roundtable is where the Fortune 500 companies are all members of the BDR. And that's the certifications they accept are NVBDC for veteran, WeBank for women, and NMSDC. Even though there's other ones out there, these are the three. And the reason the BDR chose them is because of that stringent process to get certified, right?
One of the things that we've seen with NVBDC is its ability to, I think I always use the network and I get corrected, it's really not networking, but sort of networking between the veteran businesses and guys on the NBA, the $1 billion roundtable of putting folks together. It's more of a matchmaker than maybe networking. But have you experienced that sort of value from NVBDC?
Yeah, I was actually just in Louisville for their annual show, and absolutely, right? You've got the biggest names out there. Dell and gigantic logos are there, and the people from their supplier diversity groups are there, and they're speaking at the event and talking to veterans and explaining to them, how do you do business with companies our size? You realize that most veteran-owned businesses are small businesses, right? We're all small businesses. So how do you work with Apple? It's pretty hard to get into Apple, right? But if you got that MVBDC logo in there, it opens the door for you at least, right? It gives you the conversations, and you know they can help you navigate a little bit easier than doing it on your own, right? It's not very easy to open those doors these days.
So do you get asked by other veteran-owned businesses, hey, is it worth going through this process? And if so, what would you tell them?
You know, like you said, I'm on the board of advisors, and like I just said, it's not easy to open doors at companies like Dell and Apple and Disney and these gigantic companies, right? So you need to have everything you can possibly do to get your foot in the door. And because these gigantic logos are members of the BDR, it incents them. They have these goals that they put on themselves, by the way, right? They're not like the government where they've got these government mandated goals for supplier diversity. These are things that they put on themselves. So it only makes sense for them to back their investment, if you will, right? So, you know, I let everybody know that, yeah, if you're a veteran-owned company, join the MVBDC. You'll work the system and you'll get business out of it.
So we're talking to Scott Lopez, who is the owner, visionary of ZPI. Talk to us a little more about sort of ZPI's vision for that. I said earlier, you're proud of your Hispanic heritage and try to work in that space to help other entities. Talk to us a little bit about how you get to do that.
Working with other companies?
Yes.
Well, you know, we're being part of the community. We attend a lot of events and we try to network there and help each other out as much as we can there. I'm really more focused on the veteran community. I'm also a member of founding chapter member of the USA Cares chapter here in Austin. I'm actually trying to create my own or start our own nonprofit called On the Way, which helps guys just like me, right? A lot of people that join the military that get further along are lifers, right? They did 20 years, and they're usually officers that are entrepreneurs or guys that have been there for longer. And there's not a lot of guys like me that, you know, only did 4 years active or 3 years active, 7 reserve, and you know, was a short-term guy that have actually started its own business. So we're creating a nonprofit called On the Way to help guys just like me, right? Our whole point is, if I can do it, you can do it. Let me show you how, right? So as far as working with other veteran and minority-owned companies, we attend a lot of the shows that you would imagine.
One of the things that I think becomes important is just what you said, but I'm going to make you elaborate on it. Hey, if I could figure it out and do it, you could do it. But right. There's a lot of learning and experience that goes in before you make the jump. So for guys who are going like, I just don't think I've got it, talk a little bit about how you get yourself to the point of going, now I'm ready.
Well, it's funny. For me, I luckily was put into a sales position, and you know, when I went to work for Ingram Micro, and for anyone that thinks they're not a salesperson, everybody is a salesperson. Every time I talk to somebody, they go, "Oh, I'm not like you. I'm not a sales guy." I'm like, "Do you have a girlfriend?" Yeah, she's better looking than you. I can tell you that right now. That's because you're in sales, right? Or I tell people like, "Hey, do you have children?" And they say, "Well, yeah." Do you ever tell your kids, if you want dessert, you're gonna have to eat your vegetables? That's sales. We're all in sales. We do it every day. So that's the first thing I do is tell people, be an entrepreneur, you're gonna have to be a salesperson. We're all in sales, right? And I think that the other biggest thing, and I wish I could remember who said this, but basically, is ignorance is bliss. you don't know what you don't know. And then when you're doing it, you don't think it's that hard. You're just working. It's just work. You're just doing it. It's not that hard. I've always thought better, you know, I'd rather have the headaches that I have, I'd rather have for me than somebody else. You know, I didn't start this business. I went on my own until 6-7 years ago, and I got successful pretty quick after that. But before that, I made a lot of other guys very successful. I made a lot of other guys a lot of money, and I was joke around. I used to live in Newport Beach, California, and these guys that I worked for were buying nice cars, nice houses, and I was making pretty good commission at the time. I mean, for being, you know, college, I mean, high school graduate, and you know, I graduated with a 1.3 grade point average. I wasn't gonna be building jets out there, right? So, you know, I was just, you know, just a good people person, I guess. But you know, I got sick of buying other guys' boats for them. I was joking around, like, I'm gonna write a sales book, and it'll be me in a little small boat in Newport Harbor and passing big boats that say, thanks Lopez too. Like, that's the name of their boat, because I was buying other guys' boats for them. And I just finally was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it on my own.
Well, one of it is just having the gumption, if you will, to go do it, and you get there. And I think some of that comes out of your experiences in the Army, where you're like, I don't know anything about this tank. And X number of months later, you're going like, oh, I'm the expert on this, and this dumb new private's coming on board. He don't know anything about this tank. So you learn a lot of skills that you don't even think about in the service. Do you still kind of every now and again think, well, that's an approach I learned in the service that sticks with me?
Yeah, you learn very quick that, I love that, is it Israel or that everyone has to join the military? I think that everybody should do it, because you're just literally not afraid of anything. You have to go through, in basic training, you go through the confidence course and the night assault course. And when you get through those two things, and you're, you know, when you're young and you got live rounds going over your head and you get through stuff like that, everything else is pretty stupid, pretty easy. You literally are like, and it's frustrating for people that aren't in the military. Like, you think everything is easy. I'm like, yeah, I really do. I really think everything's easy. You can make it difficult. And that's what most people do, is make things difficult. But it's all pretty easy, especially nowadays, because we're all doctors now. We're all astronauts now. We're all lawyers now. We are now everything. We're all everything now. That's my new favorite thing now, is how do you know that? I'm an astronaut now. What? I just Google it.
Right.
You know everything now. So really, it's getting out of your own way, right? Ignorance is bliss. Just go out and do it. And if you screw up, you won't even know you screwed up until you figure it out. And it's not a big deal. But go start some kind of business, man. Go be a pool cleaner and you'll make more than lawyers make. Believe it or not, look it up.
So we'll wrap this up. I think you just gave everybody the advice I was hoping you would, and that is, hey, if you've been in the service, you've been through hard times already, you've conquered those things, you can make it in business. We're talking to Scott Lopez, who's the owner and founder of ZPI, Zeppo Productions, Inc. You can find him on the website. And he's a NVBDC certified veteran-owned business. And your advice is get out there and do it and get yourself certified.
Just go do something on your own. Start your own business. It's not that hard. I don't care if you're a pool cleaner. Let me finish with it. I love giving people this example. I love telling people, how much do you think a dentist makes in your town? Or how much do a lawyer? And you can go and Google average income of a lawyer in zip code 78681. And that's going to be, and then you're going to get Glassdoor, salary.com. You're going to get all these companies that you say, and I love telling people, like, well, I want to make this much money. I'm like, well, Google how much you think a lawyer makes. $102,000 a year is the average income for a lawyer. At 8 years of college, $500,000 in debt, and guess how much a pool cleaner makes? $90,000 a year. Pool cleaner. I'd rather be out the pool, you know, so just go start a business. Don't think you have to work for anybody. If I could do it, you could do it. Go start a business, no matter what it is, and get companies like MVBDC, organizations like MVBDC certified, and they'll get your name out. It'll help you get there, and you can make a decent living working for yourself.
That's great advice, Scott. Thanks for spending a little time with Veterans Radio today and giving us some insight into the value of being with NVBDC.org.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800
693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows
by visiting us at veteransradio.org. That's veteransradio.org.
And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
We would again want to thank our national sponsors, the National Veterans Business Development Council, NVBDC.org, VA Ann Arbor Health Care System, the Vietnam Veterans of America Charles S. Kettles Chapter, Ann Arbor, Michigan, VFW Graf O'Hara Post 423 in Ann Arbor, and the American Legion Press Corps Post 46, also in Ann Arbor. We appreciate all your support. You can go to veteransradio.net, click on the sponsor level, and continue to support keeping Veterans Radio on the air. And until next time, you are dismissed.